Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chaska will take on Coon Rapids in one of 5A games. And then Saturday at St. Thomas Academy against Elk River. They're the final four in 5A. Joining me now, the head coach at Chaska, Brian Dahl. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
I watched you guys on highlights that we get, and I watched you against Apple Valley. What strikes me, and you know a lot more about it than I do, is it looks to me like you got a lot of different weapons, and you can kind of tap into different people for different games and different situations. Am I correct in my summation?
Yeah, very much so. We've got an awesome group of kids, good football players as well, and guys who just not selfish players. You know, we got a lot of guys that share carries on offense, and guys who kind of distribute the ball to on the outside evenly, and they're genuinely excited when other guys make a play. You know, we've got guys that are trying to swap each other to different positions when we get near the goal line so other kids can score, so they get in the end zone. And they have a lot of fun blocking and helping each other out on offense, no doubt.
Yeah, you use a lot of different receivers. A lot of different guys catch balls. That's a little bit unusual at the high school level unless you have a pass-happy offense. You don't. But you have a lot of different guys you throw to. I assume that you just throw to the open guy, huh?
Yeah. Different situations and formations, what defenses present to us offensively. And we've got some longer guys that can catch a ball on the edge and some smaller, quicker guys in the slot that can get open on the running outs. And, our quarterback does a great job, finding the open guy and getting a good pre-snap read. And then that running back, we've got three guys that can carry the ball and pound it at people and kind of wear defenses down.
Yeah, has this group been one of those that evolved? Did you see them in eighth grade, ninth grade, and said, boy, they're going to be something special?
Yeah, we've got some kids with some high-end talent, and we knew that was coming up. We knew this could be a special year for us. I think the biggest thing that we've appreciated is just that they're a great group of kids that genuinely has fun and enjoys being around each other, and practice and everything. They work hard. They've busted their tail all off season and they practice like crazy, and it's a mature group. So we're excited for what they've done so far this year and what's to come.
Yeah. Brian, this better than I do, but your practice in football is not always fun, but if you have guys that like each other, you can get through it and push each other and say, when that guy's hanging his head, there's somebody there to say, hey, pick it up, man. We got to finish strong. There's things like that evolve in a high school football practice that you probably don't see in any other practices. Maybe wrestling. I don't know.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. I mean, you practice more than any other sport to play fewer games than most sports. And so, yeah, as coaches, we got to mix it up and have fun and try to do that. But our kids, man, it's when we have a down practice or down period, we're able to stop practice and just challenge them and talk to them. And boy, they do a great job at responding, and they challenge each other and, come off the field and are best buddies and joking around. So it's, we genuinely enjoy that practice and weight room, and kids have a blast all the time. It's made this year a lot of fun.
Part of it, you mentioned that when you're the head coach, you got an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, some guys are their own coordinators depending on, and certainly in college, the pros is different because they delegate more. But when you talk about what does a head coach do if they're not a coordinator of a particular, one of them is just that, isn't it? The head coach has to be the one that says halfway through practice, hey, bring it in here, boys. This tempo is not what we want. And I'm not happy. That's kind of what the head coach has to be watching all the time, is just that general feel for what's going on with his team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're very blessed to have a great group of coaches on our staff that connect with kids and do a good job building relationships. And it's nice during practice to kind of step back, like you said, just get a feel for how things are going. And, we've got great leadership on our team to where you can just talk to a few guys and say, hey, we got to get it going. We don't like it. Every once in a while, just blow the whistle, stop practice, bring the team in. And we haven't had to do that often, but when we have during the season, kids, they turn it around really quick. So we've got a really mature group of kids, and it's really benefited us this year.
Now, Coon Rapids kind of been a sleeper. They've come on strong. That's your opponent tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, they've done a great job as of late. You turn film on, and they're a physical football team. You know, you make it this far in the season, and you're doing a lot of things right. And they've got good schemes on both sides of the ball. You know, new coaching staff that's done a good job this year. And you know, they're playing disciplined football and physical football. Certainly on the defensive line, that's making them really tough to move the ball on so far now in the offseason or the season at the end here.
What with the U.S. Bank Stadium? What does that mean to your kids to know they're going to play in that palace tomorrow?
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. You know, I think we talked to our kids, and you know, we want them to play loose and be excited and enjoy the opportunity. And you know, for most of our kids, it'll be the first time in that place. So, you know, we're going to go down there and enjoy it and look around a little bit. And you know, and they know it's a cool opportunity. The Vikings want us to play there, but you know, when that thing snapped, it's another football game. And you know, our kids have worked like crazy to have this opportunity, so we're gonna give it everything we've got tomorrow.
I guess I should know this, and I don't, but with all teams coming to the U.S. Bank Stadium, what's the schedule they put you on? I mean, do you literally warm up in Chaska first and get on a bus, then get to the stadium and kind of rewarm up? What do you do?
Yeah, it's a little unique. We'll have our kids in. We'll do a little walkthrough at the school before we get on the bus, and then feed the kids, get on the bus. You know, we're going to get to the stadium a little early so they can ooh and ah and look around a little bit and watch a little bit of the game before us. And then, the schedule's tight. We'll have to warm up in the hallway a little bit and get loose. And then it's 20 minutes from when you hit the field before your game starts to warm up. So it's a little different than what we've had during the season, but those are things that are out of our control. And we practice that today, what that 20 minutes will look like, so there's no surprises tomorrow. And kids will be ready to go.
Yeah, and the good news is it disrupts your routine because everybody wants the same pregame routine. But it's not like the kids don't know by now what your off tackle looks like, all those things. You get the hammies loose and maybe run a couple plays, and they're chomping at the bit, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's not going to take much tomorrow to get these kids ready to go. It's a couple little sprints, and I think these kids are going to be ready to go. Like you said, we practice everything we need to, and now it's about just going out and keeping them calm enough to before we start the game and then turn them loose.
You had an impressive win last week to get there. What's that like after a win like that when you know you're going to the big house and you're playing for the marbles?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's exciting for the kids and the community and you know, kids at school. They've to work so hard, you know, all off season and then during the season, and just to know, you know, those are some of our goals this year to keep playing football in November. And we've done that, and our kids are excited for the opportunity for the bank. So it's really really rewarding for the kids and the hard work they put in.
Well, Brian, I appreciate it very much. Congratulations on a great season. You guys, great. I know that Mason Walsh out there I met, boy, you just throw him a piece of raw meat, and he'll go out, and that's all he needs, and tell him what time the game starts, right?
That's right. Hungry kids.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. Brian Dahl, head coach at Chaska High School.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.